This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. And joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show via the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law is Colts insider at the Indianapolis Star, Joel Erickson. Joel, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Well, it's going better now that with that hat you're wearing.
Yeah, I like
Let's
that
go,
hat.
Baby.
All right.
Is that real? Are you a member of are you a Brewers fan?
I am a diehard Brewers fan. I am a watch 100 games a year MLB package. My sons and I will probably be in Cincinnati tonight. Almost certainly be in Cincinnati.
That's
tonight,
awesome. So.
That is fantastic. How did that come about? Do you have Wisconsin roots at all? Or
I am from Stanley, Wisconsin, which is about 20 minutes east of Eau Claire.
Nice.
Okay.
And I grew up there, and up there people kind of go Twins or Brewers, but
sure.
I picked Brewers.
You made the correct decision. Yeah, the correct decision.
Well, very wise.
Well, we appreciate that, and as you know, it's been a special year for the Milwaukee Brewers. I was going to say, if you were getting to Milwaukee on Wednesday, you could get your free hamburger from George Webb for winning 12 in a row. But if you're not going to be here, that's okay. We just appreciate the support. And Brewers fans nationwide are poking their heads out of the holes and letting everybody know who the best team in baseball is.
That's right.
My kids very badly want to do the George Webb promotion. I'm like, it's a Wednesday. You have school.
You can make it happen.
Come on, get
it done. Yeah, whatever. I mean, y'all can figure it out. What else you got going on? Yeah, I mean, school doesn't matter. Let's go. Not whenever it comes to sports and the Brewers and getting free hamburgers. I mean, they were rioting in the streets over these free hamburgers. So, but I really appreciate you joining the show. We want to dive into some of this. Colts and Packers, like the joint practices, previewing this preseason 2 game. And my first question to you is, who do you think is going to be that starting quarterback there for the Indianapolis Colts? And, kind of what are they going to show there in the second preseason game?
Yeah, so Jones is going to start the preseason game, and he's going to get, like, 2 series. Basically, they're trying to invert what happened in the first preseason game because Richardson started – and then he left on the second series with a pinky. And then Jones played the rest of the first half. They're trying to invert that. It's been really hard to tell what they're going to do once they make the actual decision. To me, it comes down to they're either going to take – Daniel Jones is going to be consistent, and they're going to know what they want, but there's probably not much of a ceiling there.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson, you can get some big plays on the good side. You can get some really big plays on the bad side. And so it just is going to come down to, I think, what they want out of those things. Because in camp, to me, without being able to know, like, are they going to the right receiver? Are they making the right checks? That kind of thing. They've kind of looked like what I thought they were coming in. And to me, I don't know how you make that decision. It's which flavor do you want?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to not go with a guy like Daniel Jones. I mean, he was, you know, he was one of the, you know, the hottest quarterbacks in the league for like a moment, right? It was like he got a new deal. You know, he was going to be the Giants guy for a long time. And then that just kind of deteriorated there, you know, due to injury and some different things. So if he can get back to the form that he once had, I feel like, you know, y'all might have like a gem there, for this Colts team. But what did you see in practice yesterday? With the Packers Colts going at it in joint practices, were there any skirmishes? Were there any moments of tension, or was it pretty mellow and just kind of vanilla, if you will?
It was pretty tame from a fight perspective.
Okay,
there were a couple of little pushes, you know, some light trash talk. As joint practices go, this would have been like pretty low on the list of things. I was watching the Colts offense. I was watching the quarterbacks yesterday. My coworker was watching the defense, and you know, I think Packers fans who've read about this already know this, but the Packers just whooped the Colts offense.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They all around, any way you can think about it, they pretty much whipped the Colts offense.
So who stood out for the Pat? Like, you know, I know you're focused on the Colts and what they're doing on offense, but who stood out on the Packers defense? Like, what names? You know, we know, you know, via Twitter, we know some of the names, but being there in person, who kind of showed up for you from the Packers side of things?
I thought one rush specifically from Lucas Van Ness really got my attention. He blew by Bernard Raimann on the outside. Bernard Raimann is the Colts left tackle. He's very good. They just gave him a $100 million contract. And he hasn't really let much up in training camp so far. And Van Ness just flat beat him around the outside. That's the kind of rush that, you know, really gets your attention. Some of the other stuff felt like, you know, they were in the middle. It was guys that the Colts are going to start this year who haven't started before, that kind of thing. But that one, that was just mano a mano, and Van Ness just beat him with speed.
Nice. We got Joel Erickson, the Colts insider at the Indianapolis Star. You can find him at Joel A. Erickson on X. But yeah, I think that's what all Packers fans wanted to hear, is that that Van Ness is doing some stuff out there against the Colts, because you know I think that's one of the bigger question marks on this Packers defensive front is, are they going to be able to get pass rush? Are they going to be able to affect the passing game with four and not have to bring extra rushers to get that done? So, you know, from your perspective and, you know, watching it from the Colts perspective, what do you think of this Packers team? I mean, do they look like they're going to be a contender? Do they look like a team that, everyone needs to kind of be on notice with? Just kind of what is your perspective from the other side?
Yeah, I thought that, you know, like I said, mostly saw the defense yesterday. I was really impressed with the defense. I'm really impressed with the linebacker speed.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys close so fast on the outside. You know, Jones and Richardson are both pretty good runners. Richardson is very dynamic in the running game. And they don't run a ton during practice, but they did a little bit. And it stuck out to me how, you know, Edge Cooper, those guys really just close down the outside really, really quickly. I think that probably helps in the passing game too. You know, Tyler Warren, the rookie tight end for the Colts, is really, really good. He's looked great in camp. He only had one catch yesterday. It didn't have the overhead view. I was on the sideline, so I don't know who was covering him. But after watching those linebackers, I was thinking that probably helped out there.
For sure.
Yeah, I thought the interesting thing was I was standing next to a Packers writer that I know, and he said going into the practice, he was like, you know, they started out running the ball. And he was like, yeah, the Packers defensive front is really good against the run. They can't rush the passer very well. And yeah. And then it was sack after sack.
What was it, like 10 or 12 sacks, I think? Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it was, yeah, they kind of got after it yesterday. So what do you, I mean, as far as Colts starters, you're saying Daniel Jones is going to play to start that thing. What do you foresee kind of the starters doing for the Colts? I know the Packers, you know, have a long injury list. Doesn't look like too many of their starters are going to play. What is your kind of, you know, your thought about this Colts team this year? Are they looking to be better and, kind of take a step this year? Or are they still kind of trying to build something out there?
I think you know, with this Colts team, they've got the ingredients outside of the quarterback position. It really just, it feels like a lot of years with the Colts here where it's like, you know, they're going to be able to run the ball with Jonathan Taylor. They got him a little help with DJ Giddens so that he doesn't have to carry the ball 30 times a game. Yesterday's practice notwithstanding, the thought going in was that it's going to be a pretty good offensive line, because it has been. And then defensively, I think Lou Anarumo coming in as coordinator is going to open some stuff up for them in terms of game planning. But that's kind of where we've been in Indy for a long time now, is just, you know, there's a lot of pieces on the rest of the roster, and can the quarterback get them over the hump? And so far, you know, the last time they were able to do that was when, you know, Uncle Phil, Philip Rivers, was here.
Yeah, exactly.
They haven't had anything like that. So that's the thing. It really comes down to, can they get good enough quarterback play to not, he doesn't have to carry this team, but he has to be able to handle his end of the bargain, and they haven't had that in a while.
We got Joel Erickson, the Colts insider for the Indianapolis Star, joining the Mason Crosby Show here on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, Milwaukee. I want to ask about Jim Irsay, you know, the passing of Jim Irsay, and, you know, kind of what. Is there a different feel there now around the Colts organization with his daughters taking over, and like kind of, you know, what, you know, from what I've seen, you know, they want to be heavily involved. Like, you know, his one daughter, you know, wants to be on the sideline, wants to know, because she wants to be able to make good decisions for that organization. Have you noticed any changes, or is it just kind of, you know, is it running the same? Did Jim kind of raise his kids up the right way to, you know, kind of run that thing the same way he did?
I think there have been there. So I know that there's been some changes behind the scenes, kind of like staffing, that kind of thing. Not anybody that, you know, Packers fans would know or anything like that. But I think the biggest difference is just going to be Carly. His oldest daughter, Carly Irsay, is going to be the one responsible for football. And Carly is not going to be as visible publicly as
She's
Jim
not going to be out there. Yeah. Jim liked to get out in the media.
Yeah, but Jim, outside of Jerry Jones, I think Jim was probably the most public owner in the league. So that's not necessarily that. Like, we were all kind of expecting that. I think there's a little bit of a question. People are wondering, you know, does this mean that there's a potential axe hanging over Chris Ballard's head at GM, Shane Steichen, because, you know, Jim really, really believed in Chris Ballard. He really, really believed in him as a general manager. He defended him, you know, all the way through a couple of different times when fans wanted him fired. Everyone's just kind of wondering, you know, what's Carly thinking there? And unlike her father, you know, I think unlike her father, she kind of plays her cards a little closer to her vest.
Okay.
Whereas Jim would just lay it out there for her.
Very emotional guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, and that's interesting. Yeah. And, yeah, I could see that as well. I mean, anytime there's a change in that leadership, obviously, in this situation, very sad with the passing of Jim Irsay. But, you know, just the fact that, you know, there's a new set of eyes. Like, she's going to have a different perspective than Jim did on that as well. Something that I saw, too, yesterday, and, you know, I don't know if it was apparent there from the sideline watching. You know, they all had shirts on. Coaches had shirts about, you know, the erase the stigma of, you know, the mental health stuff. Was that kind of a big narrative in the day, or was that just kind of, you know, pieces there around the fringe of practice?
That's present here all the time, and has been for several years since they established it. You know, that became Irsay. Jim Irsay did a lot of philanthropic efforts, did a lot of charity stuff, but the one he cared most about was, and put the most into, was this Kicking the Stigma mental health initiative. And it's kind of always present with the Colts. You end up, because the franchise is open and accommodating and understanding of mental health issues, you hear more about from what players are going through. Back in March, I did a story on right tackle Braden Smith, who went through severe OCD issues last year.
Yeah,
and you know, the team helped him through it. He was able to find an answer, that kind of thing. He said in that story, you know, this might have gone differently in a different organization, but this one is built on that. And talked a lot about, you know, players don't talk a lot about mental health type issues.
Yeah, struggling with things. Yeah.
You know, but in Indianapolis, they've made that a cornerstone piece of the organization. And so, yeah, I think them doing that, the Packers joining in on that, it just kind of goes along with what we see, where that's always a part of the fabric of this team, whether it's face forward or not.
We got Joel Erickson, the Colts insider, the Indianapolis Star, in the Mason Crosby Show. Yeah, I mean, I love that they joined in on that. You know, it looked like they were writing notes to the people working in some of those spaces, and to patients or different people that are struggling, just to give encouragement, which is such an important thing. So let's shift gears. You are a Brewers fan, and I know, so obviously I know you're watching. You said you're a diehard, so we can dive into that real quick, and I know our listeners will enjoy that. Just obviously what the Brewers have been able to do, but you said you might sneak up to this Reds series, or at least see one of the games there in Cincinnati. So what are you seeing here? They still haven't announced their starting pitcher, so we're not even sure what's going to go on there. We're hoping maybe Miz gets maybe an inning or two and see what happens there. But just talk a little bit about what, from your fan perspective and being there in Indianapolis watching this Brewers team from afar, like what has this season been like for you?
So in Indianapolis, like when I go on the local sports radio show here, that's usually what we talk about. Like I'm introduced as the Brewers fan in Indianapolis.
Nice.
Keep it strong.
Like
as it should be.
This is Cubs territory. This is Reds territory. So I'm in enemy territory down here.
Good.
And early in the season, I was hearing a lot from the Chicago side of things.
Oh yeah.
I was hearing a lot from the Chicago side of things. My buddies down here are Cubs fans. I was hearing a lot from them. I haven't heard as much lately. I haven't heard as much from those guys lately. My kids and honestly me as well are hoping that, you know, what everybody's been saying, that I think I saw Kurt Hoag from the Journal Sentinel said that the Miz is in Cincinnati. So
I believe that really is hoping that,
really hope that that is going the way they think it's going to go, and we're going to see him tonight. We go every time they're in Cincinnati at least once.
That's awesome.
I think the only time we haven't was like, you know, kids had three games of their own and stuff they couldn't miss and stuff like that. It was a midweek type thing. But yeah, we usually go. They like to sit, either depends on the lineup. Sometimes we don't get the tickets until we see the lineup, because if Yelich is in left, they want to be in left.
Nice. That's a good segue for my next question, because we asked this to each other and we kind of had a nice little back and forth. I guess that was yesterday.
Yep.
On who is the best player on this Brewers team, either right now, like just kind of like if you look at this Brewers team, like who's the best player on this team right now?
I think it's probably Churio. You know, mm-hmm. Obviously he's hurt right now, but I think Churio
just best when he baseball gets player. Yeah.
Yes, when he gets white hot at the plate, you know, we kind of saw it right before he got hurt. He's got the speed. He can play center. He does all that. You know, he does all that stuff. I think that sometimes, you know, you watch like MLB Network and stuff, and they're talking about the Brewers don't have any guys. I'm like, Jackson Churio is pretty good.
All right, they got some guys. They got some guys.
Yelich is pretty good. William Contreras is pretty good. Yep. You know, I don't know how I feel about some of the I get it. It's the average Joe's thing, you know. Pat Murphy's playing that up. You got Isaac Collins and guys that people haven't heard about doing good stuff, but this is a team with some really good players. Jackson Churio is pretty darn good.
Joel Erickson joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon. Colts insider at the Indianapolis Star. Do you have an NBA rooting interest? Are you Timberwolves? Are you Bucks? Have you been brainwashed by the Pacers?
This is really strange, but when I was 5 years old, I decided David Robinson was my favorite athlete ever.
There you go.
And okay, so I'm a Spurs fan.
Nice. Come on down to Texas. That's my neck of the woods. Yep. About an hour and a half from my hometown. So, yeah, I was a big Spurs fan growing up.
Yeah, it was David Robinson. I don't know if it was it's hard to remember now. I don't know if it was like I got the right basketball card or the right thing, but I had an Admiral poster. You know, he's dunking and there's like a Navy ship in the background.
Exactly. Oh, that's so cool.
I mean, I think you could have worse people to follow than David Robinson. I mean, that's he's a stud, and just, you know, obviously his naval background, just what an amazing person and a great basketball player. I love that you're a San Antonio Spurs fan, man. Brewers, Spurs. All right, Joel, you're my new favorite person there in Indianapolis.
I love it. That's great.
Sounds good. I love hearing that.
All right. Put it on the calendar now. Saturday, March 28th. It's a 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon game. Spurs at Bucks.
There you go.
So make your way to Milwaukee. We'll figure out some tickets for you.
Hey, absolutely. Sounds great.
Nice.
All right, buddy.
Well, Joel, thanks so much. You got your work cut out for you covering the Colts this year. We'll see how that goes. Do you get to go to Berlin?
I do.
Ooh,
I do
nice. Go to Berlin. So November 9th, yeah. Taking on the Falcons and Michael Penix with an X.
Yeah. I saw that.
You saw that typo?
Yeah. I saw that edit.
Just making sure everybody
I feel
knows.
Like they did it on purpose now. Like stuff.
I still think it was autocorrect.
They do it on purpose now because they're all now it's being talked about. Like right. Their ratings are up. Like that's
Anytime there's an edit, anytime there's an editing fail like that, you can bet every writer is texting everybody they know.
Yeah. Check it twice.
Boom goes the dynamite. Right. I mean, let's go. All right. Well, Joel, thank you so much for jumping on today, and we'll definitely check in with you. And now that we know you're a Brewers fan, you're going to be one of our national Brewers insiders.
There it is.
That eye from another market, like keeping us, you know, because we're so used to being on the inside. You're going to keep us. You're going to keep us updated from the outside what everything's looking like.
I love it. I love it. I would love to be the Brewers insider for another market. That's fantastic.
There it is. Mr. Brewer there in Indiana. I love it. All right, man. Yeah, really appreciate it. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. That's Joel Erickson joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Remember, Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Mason did not see that coming. He jumps on YouTube, right? The YouTube channel, right away at the Fan Milwaukee, rocking the Brewer. I mean, let's go!
I know. What a pleasant surprise. We get to talk a little Brewers, a little extra inside baseball talk, with someone from Indiana. There, I love that.
I love making new best friends.
Yeah, unexpected.
Friends are great, but best friends are the best.
Exactly. He covered, you know, supports two of my teams. So, I think that's always a solid thing.
Absolutely. So, Joel Erickson, again, thanks to him for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. We've got some news and notes, just kind of like heading into the weekend, all the things going on this weekend. Micah Parsons not wearing green and gold yet, but, you know, any minute, right? Yeah. Any minute.
I don't know.
I actually have
let's get crazy out there.
I have a conspiracy theory on Micah Parsons as well.
Let's all have an idea of what we what the Packers would have to put into a trade to get Micah Parsons.
Ridiculous. Still no starting pitcher tonight for the Brewers. Maybe the Miz, probably DL Hall. One of the two of them I would bet on. This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.